This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Like most car buyers, you want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Get impressive offers on a new Mazda CX-30 or a Mazda CX-5 starting at just $29,276. Over 1,000 new Mazda vehicles to choose from. Visit RamseyMazda.com. Get the most for your money at Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
You're back with Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Democrats are accusing President Trump of sharing market advice on social media hours before announcing a pause on his latest tariffs. They're suggesting it was market manipulation. CBS News senior White House correspondent Jennifer Jacobs joins us now. Jennifer, we're curious, what was the message that President Trump actually posted?
Good morning, Megan. Well, there's no evidence that Trump or any of his allies or advisors engaged in insider trading. But it is the minority party doing its duty and keeping an eye on the majority party. So what happened is the Democrats are calling for scrutiny just in case. There were two social media posts, Megan, in the morning, just after the opening bell. President Trump posted on his Truth Social social media network, quote, "This is a great time to buy," and he put that in all caps. 3 hours later, there was another Truth Social post where President Trump paused these giant tariffs, these hikes in tariffs for most countries for 90 days, except for China. So the traders were relieved. Stocks soared happily with the Dow closing, I think it was about 3,000 points up. So any Americans, any traders or investors or everyday folks who had actually followed the president's advice and put money into the market at that time in the morning made quite a bit of money by the end of the day. And U.S. House Democrats are now saying, listen, was there any insider trading? Did the president tell any members of Congress, any of his family, any advisors, and did they actually take that quote unquote inside information and put their money into the market, knowing that the president was going to do a 90-day pause? So we don't know yet. So what we do know is Democrats made sure to hand out their copy of the letter to reporters that they were sending to watchdog groups, to the SEC's inspector general, to the nonpartisan government accountability office, saying, we're worried about this. We should be asking questions.
Jennifer,
does that make sense, Megan?
It does. And yeah. I'm wondering if there's any, I know there were calls for an investigation, but what's the reality there?
The reality is these watchdogs will take action. Questions will be asked. Democrats will keep hounding Republicans on this. It's essentially putting people close to Trump on notice. We're watching this. If you try to manipulate the markets, we're going to be asking questions.
CBS News senior White House correspondent Jennifer Jacobs, thank you for your time this morning.
You're welcome.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.